This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
All right, NFL, we see you. Busy, busy day yesterday over the weekend. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Let's get to it, Pearl. DK Metcalf is gone from the Seattle Seahawks. He was traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers for pick 52, signing an extension, 5 years, $150 million, $132 million in new money. And this is like a weapon that the Steelers have needed for quite a long time. But if we're talking about the Steelers part of this first, and then we'll get to the Seahawks, because it wasn't just DK that was shown the door. Geno Smith was traded Friday after the show. So we have a lot to get to on both teams. Let's go to the Pittsburgh side first and then go to Seattle. I'm just a little confused by this. And
okay.
I won't be confused for long, probably, because at some point the quarterback situation is going to get resolved for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I understand getting another weapon. I do. We've been begging for this for the Steelers. You have been begging for this for the Steelers. My only hang up with this is the reports that are coming out that the Steelers are so hell-bent on keeping Justin Fields and not Russell Wilson when you just signed DK Metcalf, who had two very productive seasons with Russell Wilson, like two of the most productive of his career. And I'm sorry, I can't believe that the Steelers would actually pivot this fast and say, oh, Justin Fields, you're our quarterback of the future. You just benched this dude, and you haven't made him this big offer that's going to blow his doors off to make sure he's not talking to the New York Jets. Like, the Jets are in play. So until the quarterback situation gets resolved with Pittsburgh, I'm going to continue to be confused by this.
Yeah, I mean, last year they came in with Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. And they were spending about $2 million on their quarterback room, which is incredible in today's NFL. But we thought it was part of a bigger term. Well, next year they get their guy.
Right.
Now there's no guy. Russell Wilson's 36. I don't think Justin Fields is a guaranteed NFL starter. And the third option, Sam Darnold, is a little, might be expensive. So
and
I
it's
don't,
Sam Darnold.
Well, yeah, at least you know? Right. But if you could get him on a one-year $14 million deal, that'd be fine. The question is, who's their quarterback in 2 years? Is it really Justin Fields is their quarterback of the future? I agree with you. They benched him last year, and the guy is a cast-off from the Chicago Bears, who never had a quarterback in their entire franchise history. So there are not good options here, which makes you wonder, what is the big-term plan? Last year, we thought eventually they're going to land on their quarterback, but they were too good to get into the draft.
Right.
That's their problem. They're still in limbo, and I don't think anything changes with this DK Metcalf move.
Listen, excuse me, they picked 21st in the draft this year. The way that Shador might be falling, Shador Sanders, maybe he's there for you at 21, and maybe they're able to thread this needle. But at the same time, I'm with you. I don't, you know, I'm on record as not being a huge Darnold person, okay? So I think his floor, I'm not a huge fan. I think that he needs everything to be awesome for him to be awesome. And last year in Minnesota, when they go 14-3, he had a very good offensive line. He had elite weapons. So now you're going to go to Pittsburgh, and yes, you'll have an elite weapon in DK Metcalf, who's not Justin Jefferson, but still really, really good. I'm not here to trash DK Metcalf. And you have George Pickens. And I like these two guys. Pickens is a bit of a head case, and DK can be emotional himself. So now do you have two emotional receivers who are going to, are they going to bring out the best in each other, Pearl? Or does this have the propensity maybe to burn the house down? Now you have Mike Tomlin as a strong head coach who can manage egos, but he's really might have to really manage these two dudes. It's not a given that they're going to be like all kumbaya together.
Absolutely. But let me ask you this question. If you have those three quarterbacks and you have these two vertical threat receivers, who's got the best arm to get them the ball?
Now, I think it's Russ.
But Sam has by far right now the best arm. He made some throws in Minnesota that not many quarterbacks can make. He would throw the ball 35 yards down to the sideline. Again, you're right. He was
to
throwing
Justin Jefferson.
To Justin Jefferson, but he can make throws that at this point of his career, I don't think Russ can make.
Okay.
So I would say Darnold's got the strongest arm. You're right, though. Darnold will fold under pressure. So that's a problem in Pittsburgh.
You think?
Any of these are problems. Draft somebody and develop them. So I think actually, no matter who you sign, well, let's put it this way. If you sign Russ or Darnold, then you're drafting a quarterback somewhere and you're hoping to develop him. If you sign Justin Fields, I'm not quite sure what you're doing here, because is he going to be the quarterback for 4 years?
I don't know, but I would say that, you know, maybe this is just pure negotiating, but if you are really fighting it out right now with the New York Jets, then I don't think Justin Fields is necessarily feeling the love of, hey, you're our starter for the next 4 years. Like, I don't think they're giving him any guarantees you're going to start it. I think that's why he's looking elsewhere.
Well, right. I mean, there's the other report. The Jets are circling in on Carson Wentz and Marcus Mariota. So that when we're talking non-starting or interim starting guys.
Yeah, right.
Bridge guys. But that's where Fields is. Why would he not think he's there?
No, that's fine. But again, then you're not getting 4 years, right? So to me, if it's short term, I would go with Russell Wilson to pair with DK Metcalf. I know Russ, they lost 5 games in a row at the end of the season. It wasn't awesome. But I'm looking at, you know, 2020, where DK Metcalf and Russell Wilson connected for 1,300 yards, 10 touchdowns, and had 12 touchdowns in 2021. I have a proof of concept here that these two guys can work together. So until the Steelers, you know, clarify this quarterback thing, I'm still going to be a little dubious. And as you point out all the time, so I'll give you full credit, it's an Arthur Smith offense.
Oh, I know. That's another point.
27th in passing last year. And obviously they were missing a weapon, no doubt. So maybe they open it up, but will they? I don't know.
Well, the funny thing is we're talking about personalities with George Pickens and DK Metcalf. They have been malcontents already in their careers. What happens when they get 32 targets next season and Calvin Austin gets 130 and Arthur Smith loves feeding the inferior players on his offense. So I don't know what they're doing here. Thank you for reminding me of that. I'm not sure what the long-term plan is. And that's bad. If it wasn't the Steelers and all their rich history, we would look at them and say, you know what? They just don't really have a plan to get to back to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the other funny part about this, and I think DK Metcalf, listen, they gave him extra money. We're not sure what the guarantees are yet, but we're going to find out all this stuff. But he's an emotional guy. I wouldn't call him a malcontent. I don't think that he rises to the level of malcontent. I think that he's emotional, and I think that corners can get under his skin and cause him to have personal fouls and stuff that hurts the team. Okay?
More penalties than any receiver in the league since 2019.
There's the numbers for you. So, you know, but I don't think he's a malcontent. But here's what I'm a little interested in. The reports were coming out is that he wanted to play in a warm weather place with a consistent quarterback situation.
At a contender.
Yeah. I mean, you know, squint and maybe the Steelers are a contender. I'll give them that, I guess. But it ain't warm in Pittsburgh. And your quarterback situation is one massive TBD. It's the most up-in-the-air situation, I think, of any team now outside of Seattle, who we're not sure because they traded away Geno Smith. And the Jets are not a contender. But it's like, this is a dicey, or the Giants also not a contender. This is like a dicey, well, I don't want to say dicey. Steelers have a great history. But this checks none of the boxes that you wanted. And now maybe the money makes up for that. Maybe you're happy with the money.
Maybe. But what are we talking about? It's the NFL free agency week. All they care about is money.
No, I get it, but this is a trade. Like, he didn't know where he was going. So, and I, it's nothing that you asked for. So you're already an emotional guy. You're coming into a receiver room with George Pickens. You have no idea who's throwing you the football, and go.
Well, Maggie, right. You know what they say about Pittsburgh falls and winters?
What?
Balmy?
Yeah, right? No?
I mean, I'm sure the fall is great.
But he's got Tomlin. I don't think that he's upset about this at all. What I mean, he could have gone to the Giants.
Right.
He could have gone to he could have gone to the Titans.
No, maybe you're thrilled. But again, yeah. On the outside, yeah, you get the money. We still don't know the guarantees, but you get the money, but it's not warm and you have no idea what the quarterback is. So again, are you giving an emotional guy a reason? It's not the perfect situation, is what I'm saying.
I hear you. But I don't buy any kind of demand by any player can be answered by one thing. Two numbers. Cha-ching. How many millions per year? Yeah. They don't care about anything else. Because at the end of the day, do you see any player picking warm weather or contender over the money?
No, and we'll get to Myles Garrett.
Yeah, I'm thinking Myles Garrett. There's all the bad. And also, too, they have a lot of people around them who are pressuring them to take the most money. No agent's going to let you take less to go to a warm weather city.
Yeah.
Where do you think he was going to go? To Miami or maybe the Rams? I guess that would have made sense since they got Devontae Adams, but that wasn't going to happen for DK.
No, not in the division. I think that was going to be a little too close.
And by the way, that means staying in Seattle, where it was not out of the question. They have no quarterback and they're rainy.
Right. Yeah. A lot of rain. But here, okay, so let's go to the Seattle part of this. And you're welcome to call us Steelers fans at 855-212-4227. Who do you want to be the quarterback? Is it Fields, who is being pointed out to me in the chat right now, 26 years old, lots of upside? I mean, Darnold's only, what, 28? You know,
no.
Do you want Russ, who you paired with Metcalf before, but then you're obviously going to have to draft a guy?
Mr. Well, Unlimited.
Wait. Russ back to Seattle? Is that
No, I'm sorry, with Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh. I'm asking Pittsburgh.
Oh, I thought you shifted back to Seattle.
No,
oh, okay,
who
sorry.
Do you want to play quarterback for you? Who do you pair now with this dynamo of a wide receiver team and room? You know, for me, I'd do Russ and draft a guy.
Let's ride.
On record now, Russ and draft a guy.
Draft a guy in the first round at 21.
If he's there, if Shador's there or not in the later round.
Makes me a bit nervous that Pickett was at 21. Feels like they are going to bomb that draft pick and take Jackson Dart, but go ahead.
I had also suggested Sam Darnold for them at one point back in the day. But again,
You get Sam Darnold.
I don't love it.
Let's say we get Sam Darnold for 1 year. You don't have to make a massive investment. Who's more of a flyer than Sam Darnold?
Yeah, I think Sam's going to have better offers than that. I don't think he's going to have to take a one-year flyer.
Well, I don't know. It doesn't seem like he is getting robust offers. Maybe 1-2 years, kind of what we expect with Geno Smith with the Raiders. It feels like these veterans are not getting long-term deals.
So that brings us to Seattle. Yeah. And again, you're welcome to weigh in on the DK Metcalf and Pittsburgh side of this at 855-212-4227. And now let's go to the Seattle side, because now Seattle is open, where we weren't really sure about that. You have Clint Kubiak, who's come in as the new offensive coordinator in Seattle, more of the Shanahan tree. So obviously Kevin O'Connell just did this with Sam Darnold. Now the team's not as talented as the Vikings, but you have some familiarity with that kind of system. So obviously people are connecting dots that Sam Darnold would now be the Seattle quarterback. Mm-hmm. Here's my thing about letting go of Geno. If you're actually doing this for Sam Darnold, I don't think you upgraded. And I know Geno's older. And Geno's, what, 34, 35 years old? But Geno hasn't been a starter his whole career. This isn't Matthew Stafford's 35. It's not Geno Smith's 35. You know, Matthew Stafford is playing 16, 17 games a season, Pearl taking hit after hit after hit. Geno held a clipboard for a long time. So I'm not as, like, and he's not like a, you know, running quarterback. He's not Lamar Jackson. So I'm not so worried that he's going to all of a sudden, you know, father time. Like, I think he's on a different... He's got a different calculus because he sat for so long.
That's not how quarterbacks work. Tom Brady got hit a million times every year and played till he was 44.
That's the one guy. He gets a one guy.
I don't think running back basically gets worn out because their legs, for some reason, just go away. I don't think that's an issue with quarterback. I don't factor that in. I honestly, I get it from Seattle's standpoint. Where are they going with Geno Smith? Once you got rid of Metcalf and Lockett, why on earth would you have Geno Smith around?
Well, it's funny because Geno was actually first before Metcalf, but you know, just but only by 2 days.
Oh, yeah. But Metcalf had wanted out. I'm saying, like, it seemed like it was falling apart there.
Yeah, listen, I just don't know if you necessarily upgraded. And that's where if I'm Seattle, I'm like, all right, we got pick 92 for Geno Smith. And
I was surprised by that.
I like him in Las Vegas. So if I'm a Raider fan, I like this because I think I'm maybe pairing Geno with a draft pick. And Geno immediately raises my floor. Immediately. Brings me back to respectability. You can win games with Geno. Nobody's saying Super Bowl for the Raiders this year, but can you compete in the division?
Right,
yes,
but how much money, we don't know that yet. The key is how much money are you spending on him and what is the opportunity cost? So the problem with Geno is there is no talent around him. I mean, he was with DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, and JSN last year.
Right.
And he was good.
Bad offensive line, though.
Yeah,
under pressure a lot.
Oh, okay. Welcome to Vegas.
Well,
what do you think is going on there with that offensive line? I think that it's going to be an interesting next year for him. But where is your future? Where is your 10-year plan? You need a 10-year plan at quarterback. Same situation with the Raiders, Pittsburgh, and Seattle. I want to hear the long-term plan. I don't want to do any kind of Aiden O'Connell, Gardner Minshew, Justin Fields, Russell Wilson. I'm just worried. Where is this franchise going? Are they going to be like Seattle and stuck in mediocrity forever?
See, I think it buys you a little time. Clearly, the Raiders didn't want to bottom out. You and I can disagree whether or not that was the right call. Should they have just been rebuilding? Should they have, you know, traded Max Crosby as opposed to signing him to $45 million a year? We'll disagree maybe about the direction of the Raiders, but they've been telling us consistently, we want to win right now. We want to win games right now. They did it by hiring a 73-year-old head coach. They were in on Matthew Stafford. They were devastated that they didn't get him. And now we pivot to Geno Smith. Honestly, you could do worse. And if it's 2 years and it's 40,
crushed.
They were crushed, according to Diana Rossini. I love that. Crushed, they didn't get Stafford. They pivot to Geno. I like the pivot.
Because they're
committed to this lane of trying to win games right away.
Yeah, but are we ever going to get the Raiders back in the Super Bowl?
Well, can we
look at the Commanders
before we walk? Like, who's going Super Bowl in 2025? That's too crazy.
Look at the Commanders.
The Commanders.
Look at when the Bengals drafted Joe Burrow. Look at this Niners with Brock Purdy. Get me a talented rookie and build a team around him. How are you going to build? Say you draft Shedeur Sanders at six or somebody, or you get a good guy at the top of the second round.
Yeah.
Jackson Dart falls. How are you going to build a team if you're spending $45 million a year? That's not necessarily the number on Geno Smith. And you're also spending all this money on Max Crosby. There's not a ton of, you know, eventually you're going to use your cap space on these older guys. And in 3 years, Pete Carroll's going to be hanging them up. I just don't really see a future here.
Yeah, I think that's what, like, we'll see what the Geno contract looks like. And I think that's what the restructuring and, you know, you can mess around with stuff like that. And a lot of the rest of the team is young. So I'm not so worried about that situation.
Yeah, young and bad.
Well, I mean, listen, they're a 4-win team. Of course they're bad.
Right.
This is where they're starting from, and I think Geno definitely helps.
They had a lot of, under the Mark Davis regime, they've had a lot of win now moves. They hired John Gruden, made him the highest paid coach in the league, a guy with a ring, and they didn't win now.
Yep.
I just don't have any faith in that organization, even with Tom Brady there.
I like this move for them. I'm back on with the Raiders. Wow. I'm high again. We were just talking before the show, how many primetime games do we think the Raiders get?
Well, what's their win total? Is it 4.5, 5.5?
I haven't checked the Vegas odds since they traded for Geno.
So, I would think maybe 2, but I feel like they get a lot of 4 o'clock.
Listen, I think you get a fun Raiders Chiefs game. I think you get a fun Raiders Chargers game. I can see it. 855-212-4227. I mean, Brady can't do those games, though, right?
I mean, who cares? I'm telling you, they're going to do that. That is a late window. You spend all your money on the 1-4 window, and it's red zone, and it's going to be 13-6 in the third quarter of a Raiders Chargers game, and you're going to be bored out of your skull by this team. I am not buying the Raiders hype.
855-212-4227. All right, so Seattle cutting bait with Geno Smith. DK Metcalf. And don't forget, they let Tyler Lockett go, too. So a lot of familiar faces out the door in Seattle, yet somehow they're trying to sell to their fan base that they're winning right away. Okay.
Well, they have
a Seattle.
Perfect sense for them. They brought in a Ravens coach, and there is no team that resemble the Baltimore Ravens and the Michigan Wolverines less than last year's Seattle Seahawks. There's not a single aspect of them had anything to do with Harbaughism, so they have to rebuild.
No, they want to run the football.
Yeah, and play defense. And they don't want Geno Smith chucking the ball all over the field effectively. No, that they were not a team that made any sense last year, so this makes sense to me.
I understand everyone loves their GM, John Schneider, and he, you know, he's been there for a long time. He's got a lot of power. Didn't even get a top 50 pick for either of these guys?
Oh, my, I can't believe you got a third rounder for a 34-year-old Geno, and you don't think that's enough?
Dude, look at this quarterback like landscape. Geno is a prize.
They were going to let him walk out the door for zero.
No, they wanted to re-sign him, according to the reports, and he said, no, I want the trade.
I don't know. I think the third-round pick and the second-round pick to not – they weren't going to pay DK. That wasn't even on the table. I thought they did great. I can't believe they got those two picks.
I don't think Seattle people are happy about this at all. 855-212-4227. Okay, so you got this on the Pittsburgh side. Who should be the quarterback to pair now with DK Metcalf, George Pickens, Freiermuth, et cetera? And will DK Metcalf be a difference maker? And then for the Seattle side, are you guys blindsided by this a little for our Seattle folks? This all happened really quickly, it appears. And now you don't have your quarterback, and who do you want to replace Geno Smith? 855-212-4227. Okay, lots to do. Those weren't the only couple moves that happened over the weekend, so we're going to get you caught up with everything that's going on in the NFL. We got Laker news for you as well. We'll get to that. It's the Maggie and Perloff Show. Let's do it. 855-212-4227.
They wrote me off. I ain't right back, though.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. This is a very funny weekend in NFL news because you're so excited to read your phone. All these great deals are coming down. We haven't even talked about your quarterback. There's so much news coming down. And then you get breaking news, alert, big signing, and it's the Denver Broncos signed defensive tackle DT Jones for $13 million a year. And you're like, who? There's a lot of, and then the funny one, people are making so much fun, the Jets signed linebacker Jamien Sherwood, 3 years, $45 million, and got a collective who from America.
He's a captain.
I'm a big fan of the random moves on free agent weekend. Mostly defensive tackles are getting big, big bucks because I guess there's, I don't know why, all of a sudden defensive tackles are getting paid. But I become a junkie. I need a quarterback news. I need a wide receiver news. It's sort of fantasy football like.
The Giants made a big move yesterday.
What? Their long snapper?
Yeah, they re-signed their punter, Jamie Gilligan.
Even he said, I can't believe I got a Schefter tweet. Even he said that. I can't believe I was worthy of a Schefter tweet. That's what the long snapper punter?
No, the punter.
Punter, yeah. So
love a good punt.
So shout out to you, flipping the field. 855-212-4227. Let's be honest. Giants punter. Pretty busy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we don't even know who their quarterback is going to be. I'm just putting it out there. He's going to be a busy guy, so
if you're going to kneel on third and nine, Joe Judge style, you need a good punter.
Yeah, that was a QB sneak.
Oh, it's a QB sneak? Yeah. I thought he kneeled. Okay.
Might as well. Okay, so Perloff's alluding to all this news. Andrew Bogish is here. He's going to give us the latest, but we were just talking about the Seattle side of this in Pittsburgh. So Seattle on Friday trades Geno Smith to the Las Vegas Raiders. Then Sunday, DK Metcalf out the door going to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Steelers need a quarterback. Seattle needs a quarterback. Vegas has their quarterback. Brent is in Seattle. Brent, how's the fan base right now? Take the temperature. Are you guys a little blindsided by the Geno trade?
I think that that some people were expecting that as he's not a quarterback that's going to get you to the Super Bowl. Seattle does not believe in using the word rebuilding. They don't believe in rebuilding. They believe in being competitive every year, and they have a defensive-minded coach, and so they believe in having a strong defense and a running game. The former Husky offensive coordinator for their the team that played for the national championship, Ryan Grubb, got fired after 1 year because he had a disagreement with Mike McDonald. He wanted to pass the ball more, and McDonald wanted to run the ball more. So
yeah, that will do it.
That's going to change next year.
Yeah, you're going to be a run-first team. And you know, Brent, thank you for the call. And you're saying you're not going to win a Super Bowl with Geno Smith, and I'll give you that. Everything would have to go extremely right to win a Super Bowl with Geno Smith, but you're not winning one with Sam Darnold either. So I don't know what the plan is in Seattle, but you're not winning one with Sam either. I'm sorry, you're not.
But I think Sam costs less.
going to be about the same. To be honest, I do because
we know that Sam Darnold did not get a $40 million a year franchise tag. So we got to assume his market's below 40, and all the reports are Geno's market's above 40. So I'd be surprised if they got the same.
But is it going to be like such a disparity? I think they're going to be, you know, 3 to 4 year deals. Geno's is probably going to be two that's maybe dressed up to look like a three or something like that. And I think they're getting like Daniel Jones money. It's not that crazy. Like, but I don't think that Sam Darnold gets you closer either. And if you say you want to be a running team, well, I don't know. I think you probably use this moment if you're Seattle to maybe reset with a rookie quarterback.
Baker Mayfield last year got 3 years, $100 million with $115 million up to incentives. Yeah. Do you feel like Sam beats that?
Yeah, no. But just by inflation.
Okay. You didn't know, Maggie.
I do know.
I think Sam gets... I keep reading that he is getting below 40, that he's in the 30s, which is a bargain. I think Seattle wants to recreate the Ravens, which, again, Sam Darnold, Geno Smith, it doesn't matter because that guy's going to be gone by the time they reach the kind of team they want, right? I'm very curious. Jalen Milroe on the table for them. Second round. You know, there's nobody in this draft who's fast like Lamar Jackson. Jalen Milroe, they said at Alabama he was the fastest player on the team, faster than Ryan Williams. So he just can't throw like Lamar Jackson. So that's a bit of a problem.
Brandon is in Dallas, Texas. Good morning, Brandon. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Fantastic.
So y'all been talking about Pittsburgh and the quarterback, and I've been thinking, what about yours? Like, nobody ever talks about Quinn Ewers. He's not even – I don't even hear nobody. I listen to sports radio all day long when I'm in my truck. So I don't ever hear anybody talk about Quinn Ewers. What about Quinn Ewers to Pittsburgh?
You know what? In the second round, probably?
Yeah, second or third.
Okay. I mean, Brandon, not bad. I mean, but once you get into a third-round quarterback, and appreciate the call and drive safely in that truck, now you're taking a flyer on a guy.
This might be a mistake. When I think of Pittsburgh, I think of a big, sturdy quarterback, and Ewers, to me, is a little bit small.
He's been injured a little, too.
Yeah, if you look at this draft class, maybe I picture there's some 6'4", 230-pound guys, and Ewers is not one of them.
What about Tyler Shuck? The guy who's like 27 years old. He's Van Wilder. He's been in college forever, but he's
taller.
He's like as close to Ben Roethlisberger as you're going to get, at least looks wise.
He's not nearly as big as Ben.
No, but he's 6'4" at least.
Right. He's okay. I would not use a first round pick on him. Maybe a second round pick at best. What about how about Jalen Milroe for them too? I think they're gonna.
Yeah, but you have Fields if you want Jalen Milroe.
Yeah, but if you have Fields under a contract, you're going to have to pay Fields now. Maybe have Fields 1 year and have Jalen Milroe learning the game behind him. Jalen Milroe, I'm going to link him to every team because I like him. Yeah. If he gets in the right situation and gets heavy, heavy coaching on his pocket game, I think he's an interesting guy.
So Alex is in the chat who wanted to bring this up, and you can watch us at youtube.com/InfinitySportsNet. Prof and I, again, matching. Not on purpose. Said this, I want to find it. He said, you're not winning with Trent Dilfer, Joe Flacco, homie from Philly. I'm assuming he means Nick Foles there. They said the same thing about Steve Young. I just said, you're not going to win with Sam Darnold. You're not going to win with Geno Smith. I think that Trent Dilfer, we know the deal. We know what that was. That was one of the all-time great defense that we probably don't talk about enough. Joe Flacco went on an incredible run. That may be one of the best single season, bet on yourself, cash in. And, you know, Joe Flacco's still out there playing. Joe Flacco also had a cannon for an arm. And that was a great defense as well with Ray Lewis on it. And then homie from Philly, Nick Foles is again an amazing story that came out of nowhere. And he didn't play the whole season.
Well, Flacco was a first round pick. I don't know.
Yeah, late first rounder.
He was 18, right?
Yeah, mid.
Yeah.
Okay. But so,
Joe Flacco was a little different. Nick Foles, a third round pick. And who's the other guy? Dilfer, by the way, they should have kept Dilfer. That was a massive mistake by the Ravens.
Yeah.
They moved on to Elvis Gerbach. So I understand what you're saying. But yeah, so they're basically saying you're going to win with Geno, but those teams were great around them. The players we're talking about are not great.
Yes,
and including the Steelers, I don't think anything about the Steelers says we are a mediocre quarterback away from winning the Super Bowl. They're not built like the 2000 Ravens.
No, the defense is good. It's not that good.
Fell apart against the Ravens last year. You got to remember the Ravens ran all over them.
855-212-4227. Okay, so keep it coming. Who do you want to see play quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers? Now they got a new weapon in DK Metcalf. And then also for Seattle, who's the smart fit there? Andrew Bogish has the rest of what's going on today.
Guys, good morning. Your headlines are sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with our easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com.
Go Bills.
It must be nice being Josh Allen. He's the MVP. He's got the girl. He's got Maggie on the treadmill with backup. And now he's getting paid again. The Bills QB signing a new deal through 2030. It reportedly includes a record $250 million guaranteed. That tops Deshaun Watson's $230 million in Cleveland.
Yeah, I've got thoughts.
Did we know this was coming at all? Did this have to happen now?
There was some rumblings that this was going to happen. And the guy's the franchise. That's it, plain and simple. Nobody's there. Nobody's employed. They're not this good. And I know he hasn't made it to the Super Bowl yet, but they're not getting anywhere close to the AFC wild card, let alone the AFC championship game without him. So, and listen, the salary cap is a figment of our imaginations. That's what I'm banking on as well. They've been aggressive this offseason. And I think there's another part of this. We've talked about it offline, and maybe we can bring it back for another convo another time. A little worry that he would be a candidate for a trade me to the Rams.
Yeah, Perlo, can we say I told you so to Maggie now?
I mean, geez, Louise. I was thinking
how many
same
calls
thing.
Do we have with Maggie being like, guys,
it's he's going Hollywood.
Hollywood, it's happening. Yeah, yeah. Perlo, like,
very concerned.
About?
Very concerned.
She went into a state of panic on Thursday because she signed a new agent.
Yeah,
and
crap.
Yeah, so now do you feel better?
No, I mean, he can still request a trade at any time, but I got a little nervous that he was, you know, listen, he's like, could be the next Matthew Stafford. I haven't ruled this out.
I would rule that out. Stafford never won an MVP and hasn't been to the AFC title game multiple times.
No, I get it. I don't want him to be the guy who toils away in the loser market. You know, he's been a loser for so long. Not Buffalo's not loser. I'm saying the team's been losers for so long. And he gets you so close, and then he goes to the Rams and wins with McVay the first year.
Right, but Stafford never was anywhere close.
No, I understand that. I just want him to stay in Buffalo forever. That's what I want.
Now he's got 300 million reasons why, Maggie.
Can you imagine how far 300 million goes in Buffalo, New York?
Far.
Real far. Manny went to college up there.
Far.
He could buy the town.
You could get a beer for 10 cents on Monday night.
I have a question. You might want to ask some of your contacts up there.
You could own a hamburger.
Does Josh Allen get anywhere near Buffalo between February and the end of July?
I'm not answering.
But I feel like every time I watch a Netflix documentary on some random sport, Josh Allen is there in Monaco watching F1 or at a golf tournament somewhere.
Playing golf in Tahoe.
Listen, live your life, dude. I don't care. As long as you show up for training camp, which he has done every time at every OTA, he's fine.
No, that's my point. He doesn't have to leave because he can lead this warm weather international lifestyle in the offseason. Seems to be working for him.
Well, the irony. The irony is actually the best time to be in Buffalo.
It's the time you leave.
Is right when not right when he's leaving, but you know it only gets better. Like you want to be there in May.
Right. Yeah. 17th and 24th, man. Yeah. You want to be there that week.
The best time to be in Buffalo is that 2-week period in early June.
Yeah. It's a little post-Memorial Day and then
I will not stand for this Buffalo slander. It's 3 weeks.
You get three weeks of summer. No, it's beautiful up there, but I'm happy about this. Extremely happy.
It doesn't sound like you are. You're still worried about all of these terrible.
Yeah, you just said, well, I don't want to request a trade.
You still could ask at any day now.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm just guarding myself.
God, the mental jail that you are in.
Well, you guys are total idiots.
Was that for me? You know, have your team lose 4 Super Bowls in a row and tell me how you'd cope.
Idiots.
Yeah.
I can't relate. I've won 2 in the last 7 years.
Moving on. Yeah. Yesterday began with Miles Garrett changing course. Shut up, Philadelphia. And inking a record extension in Cleveland. Go over birds. $123 million guaranteed. The $40 million annual average value makes Garrett the highest QB non-paid. Right? Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Thank you.
And then the receivers. Devontae Adams signs with the Rams, and the Seahawks deal DK Metcalf to the Steelers for a second-round pick, then give him a four-year extension with a max value of $132 million. The Vikings re-signing running back Aaron Jones, and the Lions cut loose pass rusher Za'Darius Smith to clear $5.7 million in cap space. Let's head to L.A. Kawhi Leonard's got the ball. His Clippers down one against the Kings in overtime.
It's Leonard against the world with six. Dribbles it with five. Right elbow with four. Kawhi with three. Back to the basket. Spins into the paint. The floater for the win. Rolls in! And the Clippers come back to beat the Kings! 111-110! Kawhi, the hero, in overtime and into it!
Carlo Jimenez on Clippers Radio. L.A. winning 111-110 in OT after being down by seven with 100 seconds left in regulation. Their win streak is now three. The Cavs on a 14-game run after a 112-100 decision in Milwaukee. Five in a row for the T-Wolves. 141-124 winners over the Spurs. Anthony Edwards scoring 25. College Hoops, Lipscomb, High Point, Drake, and Suey, SIU, Edwardsville, dancing on the men's side. South Carolina, Duke, UCLA, George Mason winning their tourneys on the women's side. The Bruins took down USC to win their first conference tournament title since 2006. Yankees GM Brian Cashman said yesterday he is preparing for the worst, hoping for the best when it comes to Gerrit Cole's right elbow. That same elbow cost Cole the front half of last season. He underwent an MRI late last week after dealing with discomfort. Former GM Jim Bowden said last night the initial recommendation is Tommy John surgery, but they are seeking second opinions. And Messi still not playing for Inter Miami. His last game remains February 25th because of fatigue. His teammates beat Charlotte anyway yesterday, 1-0. Guys, back to you.
1-0.
So much there.
Yeah, you made up a bunch of things in that. They're just made up.
Like what?
There's no Suey Edwardsville. I've never heard of that.
SIU Edwardsville.
And Kawhi Leonard's not in the NBA. Was that a business step?
I was going to say that. The best part was I listened to the Kawhi post-game interview, and they're asking him, like, man, do you really feel this level of urgency? You know, so, yes, so much urgency. I'm like, you play 5 days a month. Like,
I saw the highlight.
See what?
Yeah. I saw the highlight. There. I thought it was 2022. I thought, like, oh, that's kind of cool. They're showing some old Kawhi clips.
2022, 2017.
Yeah, all this urgency. It's like, but I'm going to sit out probably the next two games.
Anyway. That is wild. That Kawhi Leonard, and it was such a Kawhi Leonard weird mid-range lefty hook half shot. It was.
He also stood and let like 17 seconds go off the clock, and then made his move.
Wait, are the Clippers a threat now? If Kawhi, can Kawhi get it all together?
I don't mean to stun you guys. He actually has been playing fairly regularly.
Yeah, I'm looking at the game logs. I would not call that fairly regular.
He's played 22 games this season.
Yeah, for him because he didn't start the year. But look at the dates.
I'm not a system player. I am a system.
He's played two games in a row. Congrats. Then he sat out against Detroit. He played against Phoenix. Already played a couple games in a row there, but then was out for more games. Like,
no, this is as good as it gets for Kawhi these days.
Very funny. I love that we already have teams going dancing. Maybe we can try to quiz Perloff. Where is Lipscomb?
Has anyone else heard of Southern Illinois Edwardsville? That's a thing.
I don't know if it's just an online degree. I'm just kidding.
No, they have classrooms.
I don't know where High Point is. I think we did this.
High Point's in the Carolina.
North Carolina?
That's in North Carolina.
Wrong. They've been killing it, too. I think they won like 25 games this year.
Yes.
They're going to be my darlings.
Ooh.
I can already tell you.
Why? You have to pick. You live in New Jersey. Some random team in New Jersey wins a first-round game every year.
You know, fair. I don't know why I turned my back on my home state.
Fairleigh Dickinson, St. Peter, somebody's going to come out of here.
Yeah, there's always a St.
Rutgers. Princeton?
Rutgers.
It's not Rutgers.
We know Maggie disdains this Rutgers team.
I know. I don't disdain. I just like can't believe they have two lottery picks and they're not going to make the tournament. 855-212-4227, Bogues. Thank you. Coming up, lots more to do with NFL free agency. The biggest question we're asking comes up.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bex, we'll do it. Homie from Philly. Welcome back to the Maggie and Perloff Show. Lots going on with NFL free agency, which gets going in earnest today. It's noon is when you can like technically start signing free agents. We got tons of guys re-signing their own with their own teams, and we got some trades. Most notably, Geno Smith gets traded from the Seattle Seahawks to the Las Vegas Raiders, which we'll dive into. And then DK Metcalf traded from, again, the Seattle Seahawks to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Can we talk for a moment about a signing I didn't see coming, but I think everyone is universally in favor of this one and kind of loves it.
Really?
Which is weird because we never see like everyone giving a universal thumbs up to anything anymore.
Huh. I have no idea what you're referring to. Unless I okay, go ahead.
Devontae Adams
to the Rams? Oh, Devontae Adams. Yeah.
2 years, $46 million. This is going to be his third team in 2 seasons. Had to leave Las Vegas, said he had to because he was getting killed out there because Jimmy Garoppolo was throwing him hospital balls. Meanwhile, he's back with Garoppolo, who's the backup to Matt Stafford. So got to hope that Stafford stays healthy. And you pair him up with Puka Nacua, Tutu Atwell, and now you got something here with the Rams.
That's funny. I felt like that was sort of a kind of came and went because it got blown away by the DK Metcalf news. He's older. He's 32. And again, I'm going to stick to my guns here and saying older wide receivers generally are not great.
Well, I mean, with McVay, he's not being asked to be the number one guy. So now you have Devontae Adams as your number two, and you've got a quarterback that can definitely get him the football.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys to keep healthy there in LA right now. And Puka, by the way, was hurt a lot last year, and he plays so physically. It's okay. I agree with you. No one's been against it. It didn't strike me as a needle mover, though, for some reason. Am I missing something here?
I just think it's a nice addition. I do. Now, do you think that DK Metcalf is going to be a needle mover?
No. Not, I don't, actually. I don't think anything changes on the Super Bowl odds because of DK Metcalf, because they don't have a quarterback yet. Now, maybe if you pair it with the right quarterback, maybe. But again, no, I don't think that changes. Needle mover, by needle mover, we mean change the Super Bowl odds. I'm not sure it does. Do you think it does?
Again, it's so incomplete because we don't know who the QB is. But I'm looking around this quarterback landscape, and I don't even know who the Steelers would bring in where you're going, aha, now I see it.
No,
that's not going to be the reaction if they sign Sam Darnold. It's not going to be the reaction if they keep Justin Fields or Russell Wilson. So unless, I guess, it's drafting a guy and then it's like sort of door number three and you have no idea what it is.
Well, reportedly, Aaron Rodgers would have been at least an aha moment, and he's out of the mix, is all the reports in Pittsburgh. A little fragile anyway at age 42 for Pittsburgh. Yeah, that's the point. They can't get anyone in mid-March that is going to be a needle mover. It just doesn't happen in the NFL. How many free agent quarterbacks who've ever made that kind of impact? One. Just one. Tom Brady.
Right.
That's it. Unless, what was Peyton Manning this time of year? It's just hard to get that guy. So they're bargain shopping. And that's why I almost don't think this DK Metcalf move is going to make a huge difference in the long term.
Yeah, listen, I get it, because you need more weapons. And clearly you don't love the wide receivers either in this draft, or you'd rather use your first round pick and second round pick elsewhere. Right?
Well, do you need
the second round pick is now going to Seattle. But you know, you know what I'm saying. Like, clearly I think you're trying to fill a different need with your first round pick, whether it's going to be quarterback or something else, and you don't want to put wide receiver there. So they felt like they needed to take this big swing, and they did it. And they were in on Brandon Ayuk, and you know, the Steelers have been looking around for guys for a while. So they do it. But again, it's like, I'm confused, because pairing him with Justin Fields, are we sure that Fields with Arthur Smith is going to be a dynamic downfield passing offense? Where's the proof?
No, I mean, that's the thing. Fields looked really incomplete last year with that same exact offense. Maybe if you add, you know, he's got a strong arm. There's no doubt about that. He can get the ball down there, but it's really hard to see that. I think they draft, how about this? How about if they draft a guy at 21? Does that satisfy us? At least then there's
a quarterback. Yeah.
Yeah, and then maybe there's some kind of long-term plan, because to win in the NFL, you need a 10-year plan at quarterback. There's very, very few exceptions. And yeah, they're not good enough where they could just plug in one guy and all of a sudden everything's going to be fixed.
I know that everyone wants the 10-year plan. You hope so, but that's just not life for a lot of teams. You know, sometimes it just doesn't fall in your lap like that. And maybe they're at fault because Kenny Pickett was a bad pick, or they didn't develop him, or some kind of combination of the two. But, you know, you got to make do now.
Well, yeah, but
you can't roll, you know, who's even on the roster right now? I don't even know.
You can't make do in the sense that you can't clog up your salary cap with a veteran who's not going to be part of the 10-year plan. You got to keep yourself loose and flexible. And hey, maybe the Steelers will. Maybe they'll do another one-year deal and hope that something works out better next year. I mean, honestly, missing on Kenny Pickett was a real problem.
Yeah, no doubt.
Now they don't really have an answer. Maybe Fields, because he's young. I just don't really see Fields developing into the guy they want.
Or Darnold. But
again,
I'm not,
hard to see that.
And also, I'm not sold that Sam Darnold. Listen, you do have weapons now, so that's a good thing for Darnold, right? That's why I didn't understand the Seattle parts. Like, if Seattle wants to sign Sam Darnold, did you not just watch the Minnesota Vikings? Like, this dude needs weapons around him more than just JSN. So I kind of didn't understand. Won't understand that. Like, he's somebody who needs multiple people to throw to, and you just took away the second biggest weapon. But if Sam Darnold goes to the Steelers, now you do have Metcalf, you do have George Pickens, you will have a run game because it's the Steelers, you have Freiermuth, and maybe you sign Sam Darnold for 3 to 4 years and it doesn't break the bank.
Yeah, 3 to 4 years with a year out after one or two.
Or whatever. I mean, the thing is Sam going to have better options than that?
Again, not a needle mover. Feels like we have the same Steelers team, even with DK. But DK does symbolize, hey, we're going to try something a little different. They've never kind of made this deal for a receiver.
855-212-4227. Steelers fan base, how are you feeling? And who do you want throwing to DK Metcalf? And then for the Seattle fan base, who do you want to rebuild with? Who do you want to start over with now that Geno is gone to the Raiders? It's MVP.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.